Okay, that was a song called The Tin Canners. And what was that song about? Tell me about the story behind that song.
Yeah, that song, this is Byron here. That song was written by Paul, our original guitar player and singer. And it's about veterans returning from World War I, and they were known for their tin cans from the kits they were given. And when they came back, they didn't get the compensation they thought they were owed and due by the government, so they led a march to Ottawa. And the song is about that protest and about how you can fight for the government that sends you to war and not even get, you know, so much as compensated or, you know, thanked for your dying for the country that sent you.
And this is about, like, after World War II, or?
I believe it's after World War I.
World War I.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band? So,
yeah.
Byron, you started.
Yeah,
what
I'm
do
Byron,
you play?
And I play guitar and I do the singing.
Okay.
Bob here, and I play drums.
I'm Jeremy, I play bass.
Okay, and tell us about how the band came about. You're talking about Paul. He's not in the band anymore. How many?
Paul formed the Fallout with me back in 1997. We've been giving you Noise You Can Trust since then. And we've gone through some formations, and we've had different singers. And the lineup has whittled down to three members now. And now I'm doing the singing, and we're just carrying on. And, you know, yeah, we've put out a couple independent CDs before this one, and you know, we're just trying to carry on with the tradition of do it yourself and think for yourself and just be a good old punk rock band.
Okay, so how many CDs have you done? Have you done them all yourself, or
the ones before this? Were all independently produced, and this one out on Longshot, it's still pretty much us recording it and just getting distribution through Longshot.
Okay, where did the name The Fallout come from?
I don't really know, but you know, with most bands, you like argue over, like, you know,
that's a great name,
stupid names, and
yeah,
whatever names. I don't know. I think there's like a metal band in Ottawa that's got the name, so you know, just trying not to get confused.
And it used to be a label too, I think.
Could be Fallout
Records.
Australian punk band called Fallout as well, and I think there's one from Ohio and one from California too.
Yeah, there's a 60 garage band, I think,
actually,
from Vancouver, the Fallouts. Yeah,
and there's a kiddie punk band from St. Catharines called Fallout as well.
Yeah, but we figure we can take them. So
yeah.
Best two out of three falls. Do you attach any significance to the name?
I don't know.
Do you have a song called The Fallout? Or?
No.
We could write one if you'd like.
All right. Describe your sound to the listeners who haven't heard you. I mean, we've listened to you tonight, but what do you sound like, or what do you hope to sound like? What have folks described you as?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to think we're the most highest energy punk rock band in Canada, I guess. I don't know. I think that's a fair representation.
The first class record on speed.
Yeah.
Cool. Who are you influenced by?
Well, I think,
where do you pull influences from?
Well, like from records we listen to, like, Stiffle Fingers, like The Clash, and I think Canadian bands like DOA and even like current local bands like, Class Assassins, yeah.
Ah, so I got some of those right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. If you had to limit your music collections to five releases each, what would they be? Say you got stranded and you can only take five records with you.
I guess,
Or CDs, whatever.
Like first Ramones, first Little Fingers, first Clash, I guess.
First Misfits.
Yeah, that's a good one. Walk Among Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a jam record for, for good measure.
As we started off with tonight.
Cool.
We did, yes. Yeah. Bob, do you want to...
I'd put Asexuals in there.
Asexuals, yeah. Like early stuff?
Early stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like DOA, Something Better Change.
Oh, yeah, that's a great record.
Absolute classic record.
Okay, who writes the lyrics in the band? Do you all take turns, or?
On the current CD, it does represent like some older material, like say written by Paul. It's written by all of us, really. And the current stuff that we're writing that's going to be on like upcoming releases, it's absolutely three people, and we all contribute. And lyrically, it's absolutely one-third each. And, the music is pretty much, it's everyone's contributing.
What are some of the things you're singing about?
Well, we're trying to stay, aware and be thinking and just having fun too. On the CD, we talk about, uniting our country and in this land and being positive about being a Canadian. And stuff like Quebec City, it represents like a personal experience of going to Quebec City and actually witnessing tear gas being lobbed on crowds of people that were absolutely doing nothing and watching, you know, democracy crumble in front of your eyes. So, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff, but we do try to keep it, I guess, positive, you know.
It's pretty crazy about the cop provocation. I've been involved in riots before, things that have escalated to that, and you just seeing cops, and you just some, you know, your parents don't think that shit goes on here, but
yeah, well, this
we know you're witnessing.
I think this wasn't even police. This was like the military, and it was just a hyper overreaction that, you know, they were so afraid something happened, they couldn't understand that people could actually demonstrate peacefully, and they just were not prepared for that.
Yeah, yeah. What? I'm gonna ask each of you this question, which is, what is your favorite song from a lyrical standpoint of The Fallout, and why is it your favorite song?
Oh, well, that's a deep question. So late on a Sunday night.
Yeah, sorry, but. You know, this gives us an opportunity to maybe like talk a bit more about some of the things you're doing.
Well, probably for me, from an earlier release, is something like I'm trying to think of it now, "Trail of Tears," which is I think borrowed heavily from like Howard Zinn's "People's History of the United States."
Yeah.
And I believe that was about the push of the Cherokees, and the "Trail of Tears" was that 5,000-mile march where, you know, so many died. And I just think that, again, that was a lyric written by Paul, and it's just very eloquent in the way he gets a point across.
Anyone else want to take a shot at this?
I don't know if I could pick one out specifically. They're all great.
Well, you don't have to make it your favorite, but maybe something that you want to highlight, maybe?
I haven't actually read them in a while. Probably "Home to You," I think, is really well written.
What's it about?
It's about war, like many of our songs. it's another "War Is Bad" song.
No, it's actually it's a real beautiful song about describing the horrors of war from being in a foxhole, and it's like a letter home, you know. I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, I think Angelic Upstarts had a song similar to that about the soldiers stationed in Ireland.
That was on a later release about the soldier diving on the bomb to save the people. You've got a good collection. That's
Bob, you want to take a stab at this?
I think "In This Land," because it kind of sums up what we're trying to do as a band.
Yeah,
going around
slugging it out.
Yeah, trying to get our message across.
Cool.
Driving around in our Chevy van.
Yeah. Our Chevy van. Yeah. How did the CD with Longshot come about? Longshot Records? How did that come about?
It was just a matter of sending off a demo to Mike at Longshot, and he liked what he heard and wanted to do something with us. And it's been a very positive experience. He's a great guy to work with.
Yeah, Longshot's really good for us because I think a lot of the bands that are on Longshot are very, very much of the same sound of us, and you know, like locally there's like Route 99. Mm-hmm. and yeah, Mike's really, really in tune to what all these bands are doing, and right now for where we're at, it's the perfect label, and he's getting our music out there, which, you know, we haven't been able to do so well ourselves. So that's right now, it's a fantastic situation.
Yeah, first of all, I didn't know much about you guys before this. I remember, Jeremy, you writing me about the Anti-Warp Tour stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a co-sponsorship with you.
Yeah, you helped me promote it a couple years back, I think.
Yeah. And then I heard you talking about this band that you're in, The Fallout. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing I know, the CD shows up. And I'm like, holy shit, this is great. So it just seemed like all these things were happening all at once. But I guess it wasn't. So, but it's also neat that it's all happening all at once. Do you have anything that you're working on in terms of recording in the next little while?
Saturday.
We're going to try and keep recording.
In Byron's kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try and get another CD out in the not-too-distant future.
Is that where you recorded this last one? Or?
Oh no, it wasn't so eloquent, elegant as a kitchen. It was in the it's in the back room of a garage. It was even worse.
It sounds great though. For
yeah, well, again, like you know, it's all about our do-it-yourself attitude. You know, we've compiled a little studio and we've home built a lot of equipment, and encourage any band out there that, you know, don't think you can't afford it or can't do it, you know, do it yourselves.
Okay, can you tell me about, Jeremy, your involvement on the Anti-Warp Tour? What is this thing, and how did it come about?
It's a little show I've been doing, I guess, for about the past 7 years. I went to the first Warp Tour, and it was cool. It was like a nice little punk festival, and then it sort of blew up after that. It's like the second one was like, it's like, how can you be punk and popular at the same time? It's sort of... And it was like a big corporate thing. The ticket prices were huge. It's not that I don't like it. I'm sure like a lot of people like going to that show, but I wanted to put on an alternative, like a low cost concert featuring mostly local bands, who I figure are just as good as any band on that.
Well, I figure anything that's that big should be putting local bands on.
Yeah, yeah, and they don't. So. Yeah.
No, it's like a circus that comes into town and, you know, whatever, and then leaves.
So this show's been, it's been doing quite well. So every year it's a blast.
How many years has it been going now?
I think this will be the seventh.
Okay.
Seventh one.
And when is this one happening?
It'll be Saturday, August 14th at the 360.
Okay. And do you know some of the bands that are playing?
I'm trying to remember. The Rebel Spell, who are absolutely brilliant. They're my favorite new band. They're from Vancouver. Fighting Chance from Baltimore. We're of course playing.
Fighting Chance are on Insurgents.
Yeah. They're in town this week. Actually, I think Tuesday at the Bovine they're playing.
Oh wow! Is that a free show or?
It's always free at the Bovine.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
We're playing there on July
27th.
So
we got to add that too.
With the Three Tards.
But also on the Anti-Warped is Random Killing.
Yeah.
Sinking Ships.
Sinking Ships, bunch of fucking goofs.
You guys just played with Sinking Ships this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday. Yesterday. I had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
It was their CD release.
Yeah.
I'll get them to send you a copy of it.
Oh, that would be cool.
It's a great record.
Excellent.
There's that band from Hamilton.
The Lorenas, an all-girl sort of Ramonesy band.
Okay.
A Dying Race from Napanee.
Okay.
Hometown of Avril Lavigne.
Ah, yes. It is.
Who else? Oh, Rebels with a Cause are playing.
Heat Scores.
Yeah, Heat Scores are playing. They're great. They're really great.
So is this just one day or?
Yeah, just one day.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll start. The first band will be on about 6:15.
Yeah, 10 bands at least.
And then it's 10. It'll be 10 or 11 bands all together.
Just ripping through sets.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else are you guys up to for the summer? Are you touring or anything?
Trying or just playing out lots?
Yeah. I see Byron shaking his head. Yeah.
We got a bunch of local shows coming up.
Yeah, we're still ironing out details about potential tour dates with some of the bands. Some of the bands might be coming through for the Anti-Warp, so.
Okay.
Won't say too much more than that until.
Until things get ironed out.
Until Jeremy tells me so.
Okay. How can we find out more stuff about you playing out and stuff like that?
I'll
get in touch with you.
Check our website.
What is that?
www.thefallout.ca.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out. It's a brilliant site put together by Jeremy. It's got lots of nice, neat pictures, lots of nice MP3s, and a guest book and all kinds of stuff.
I've been visiting it. To get ready. Any last comments?
No.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot to Scott, who engineered that little recording, and of course to Steve for having us.
Thank you for coming in, especially on a busy weekend. You guys have been playing like every night this weekend. So
I'm really, really hungover.
You guys look exhausted, but I thank you for taking the time out.
Yeah, well,
and
thank you.
We're going to hear a song off the new CD. This is a song called The Great Disappointment. Do you guys want to set this one up?
Yeah.
What's it about? It's a common story.
Yeah, well, Mike Ness wrote the story of my life, so this is mine. Mine worked out just pathetically.
Okay, here we go.